This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. North and South Fairmount and South Cumminsville are in the spotlight this summer thanks to the neighborhood film project Hilltop Stories and Cradle Cincinnati. Hilltop teamed up with more than 100 community members to create more than 10 films starring residents from the neighborhoods. And joining us to discuss how Hilltop Stories and Cradle Cincinnati are using movie making to connect Fairmount and South Cumminsville residents to social service agencies to help create healthier, more vibrant communities. Filmmaker, actress, and TriHealth community health worker in North Fairmount, Lucy Alvarez. Outreach coordinator for Cradle Cincinnati Connections and production assistant, Amy Glaskins. And Hilltop Stories co-creator and producer, Sam Metter. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Sam, Amy, and Lucy, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Sam, tell us, what was the inspiration for Hilltop Stories? Where did that come from?
Well, 2 years ago, we started, Ryan Mulligan and I started this project, Hilltop Stories, and we were inspired by a research study that the Pew Institute did that said 10% of neighbors, or 10% of people don't know a single neighbor by name. And that was very jarring to us because that means that there are many people out there who feel very isolated.
That would be 10%. That's led to the idea of let's do this project to help connect these folks.
Yeah, let's start connecting neighbors by showcasing the individual human beings' talents and putting people up on the big screen that don't get media attention or that stories that don't make the news.
What was the timeline as far as as producing this?
We started on May 15th,
okay,
and we officially ended last Friday with all of our filming. So it's about 90 days.
Wow.
It's definitely a summer project.
I think it was a total of 14 films?
We have 14 short films.
In 90 days?
In 90 days. We connected with about 100 residents, and we've shared the stories of about 87 different people in the community.
Amy, what was this whole experience like for you?
Well, I'm a nurse with Cradle Cincinnati Connection, so this was a different experience than I've ever had.
You were a production assistant on this. Okay.
I did get to do that. I am working in these communities with Cradle Cincinnati's team to help with infant mortality. So my goal for my program is to meet families and moms who are pregnant and who have young children. So this gave me an opportunity to get out and meet families I haven't met and hear their stories and connect them to organizations with the needs they have or just the stories they want to tell, and connect them with other families that also have similar stories so that they're not so isolated and feel support.
You feel like you're pretty successful in doing that?
Yeah, I think it worked out really well. I think especially there's a lot of excitement about coming to the film on Friday for people that are in it and just people that know their friends in it. So hopefully it'll get a lot of people out and meet other community members. Hopefully a lot of moms will get a lot of connections for support.
Lucy, tell us about your role in this, what the experience was like for you.
Well, just like Amy, I also work in the community. I am a certified community health worker for the Ohio Board of Nursing. I work in Price Hill as well as North Fairmount. And I also have a background in performing arts, theater arts, and filmmaking, a little bit of experience in filmmaking. So this was very exciting to be able to connect people within the neighborhoods and be able to expose their hidden talent and the hidden gems within the community. So I'm just very stoked and just excited to be able to see all the projects that have been made on this Friday, this upcoming Friday.
Sam, what kinds of stories were you trying to bring out? What were you looking for in particular when you did this project?
So we start with community partners and neighbors and just start asking people to tell us their stories and things that are happening in their neighborhood that they're excited about and that they're really proud of. And slowly but surely, stories start to kind of trickle in. And then we found there's a great corner store called Mr. Jesse's Market that everyone knows about. And so we did a story about Mr. Jesse and his market, and that's one of those neighborhood staples there. And I should say that Lucy was really excited to highlight the vibrant Latino community in the Fairmount neighborhood. And so she focused on the film that highlights that community and their hopes and dreams for the future. And then we also try to incorporate a few kind of fun bits. So there's an animation in there that share some kid jokes. And then we also did a live action comedy thriller about the forgotten Cincinnati staircases.
The Forgotten Cincinnati Staircases. I've never heard that one before. So
they're a little treacherous. They're the staircases that were built for manufacturing a long time ago, and they have kind of come into disrepair in various neighborhoods, and so some of them are closed permanently and some of them are still open. But if you were, say, someone who had difficulty walking up and down stairs or needed a handrail or something like that, they would kind of be inaccessible to you.
I think you pulled together the stories of 87 different people. Was it difficult finding all those stories, or did they just all, once you started getting them, they all just went click 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 and fell in place?
Usually it's kind of a slow start, and then they start rolling in, and as one person gets excited, then the idea spreads and more things come in. But we also bring in local filmmakers, so Clancy Calkins and Chris Thomas, and they have different interests themselves, and so we also try to partner them with stories that maybe are in the genre that they like to work with, so that they can highlight neighbors and work with people who are in their area.
How was the project funded?
The project was funded. We are so grateful. It was funded through the U.S. Bank, the Hale U.S. Bank Foundation, LISC, and CBI, which is the Community Building Institute at Xavier. And then we had a lot of administrative support and on-the-ground support from Cradle Cincinnati Connections team, who has been really invaluable in helping us kind of get in and get to know a community, because we do come in as outsiders.
Amy, as you were doing this, did you have a favorite story that you came across?
I had probably a couple, yeah. One of my favorite stories is a mom that we have already been working with, that Sam was able to meet and then we were able to film, that has many struggles going on in her life, raising her two children. And I got to see the clip of her film and her talking about being a single mother and the proud things she is of herself and how well she's doing, and also the things that she hopes change in her community so that she's able to have not such isolation and have more support with other mothers in the community so that they can do positive things in the community with their children as they grow up. It was very touching.
Inspirational, I think it too.
Absolutely. I think everybody that has seen the clip, we all had some tears and some, goosebumps, because she's also very quiet. I wasn't sure when we got there she was going to do the film. She got really nervous, even though she had agreed to it, and really had to persuade her to do it. And it's probably one of the sweetest clips we have. Like, it's very touching. Yeah.
And I will say, at the end of her moment on camera, she said, she goes, "You can get rid of the rest of it, but that last part was good."
She knew it.
She knew it.
Can't wait to see it.
It's really good.
Lucy, what about you? What stories did you come across that you particularly enjoyed?
Well, I am an advocate for the Latino community. I was actually hired by TriHealth to work with the Latino community here in Cincinnati. We have a high rate of Guatemalans within Price Hill, as well as North Fairmont. And what I did for my documentary was exposed to the Latino community. I interviewed a few people that are involved with assisting that community. I spoke with the commissioner, the Hamilton County commissioner, and several other community members. And there was one individual that he's an immigrant from Guatemala, and he has started his own business. So that was my favorite story within my documentary, because he expresses and encourages people to not give up, to work for what you want, to work with what you have. And so that was very, it hit home for me, being a Latina, and knowing that the Latino community has dreams and aspirations and wants to grow, and everyone within the communities have similar goals and aspirations. So we're really not that different. So it's just, he inspired me just listening to his story and just knowing that I think we all are similar, disregarding our color of skin or our ethnicity, we all have similar goals. So That was very encouraging for me to hear.
So Sam, sounds like a lot of inspiration. Was that part of the idea, was to get some inspirational stories out there?
We really do. We look for stories that celebrate community because, you know, for every one story in the media that has a negative output, mm-hmm. there are 25 people that live in a neighborhood who are doing amazing things, and they're everyday regular people. And so we want to highlight those stories because I think in this day and age with people feeling isolated and in this particular neighborhood, there is a lot of social isolation. Mm-hmm. There's a high infant mortality rate, higher than in the rest of Hamilton County, which is already high. And there's also a lot of vacancy in terms of housing. So we want to celebrate that community because they don't always get the most positive press. It doesn't mean that
there
aren't.
A lot of times their stories don't even get told, period.
Right, yeah. There are amazing people there living every day and doing great things.
So why North and South Fairmount and South Cumminsville in particular? Why are those particular neighborhoods?
Well, we started in North and South Fairmount, and that was because there is a high rate of social isolation. I think a lot of that is due to the geography. Both neighborhoods are up on top of the Cincinnati Hill, or one of the Cincinnati Hills. Mm-hmm. There's a high vacancy rate in terms of housing. There's been a significant population decrease. I think the population decreased more than 70% from 1970 to 2010, so that's pretty significant. And there aren't a lot of economic opportunities for people who live in the neighborhood, and it's a food desert. So it's a neighborhood that maybe feels a little bit forgotten. You know, if Ryan were here, he would say that there are some neighborhoods that you drive through, and they have a personality and a smell and a feeling, and you know the people who live there just when you drive through. And there are other Cincinnati neighborhoods that you drive through and it feels like someone just forgot about this place or, you know, aren't paying attention any longer. And they're the same people that live in both neighborhoods. It's just a different kind of feeling.
Are there plans to do this in other Cincinnati neighborhoods?
We would love to. This is kind of, right now, it's sort of every two-year project because we need a little bit of recoup time afterwards. Mm-hmm. But it has been such a pleasure, and the community here in Cincinnati, all communities have been so welcoming, and we'd love to continue.
Well, Amy, what was it like working with the residents on putting these films together?
Everybody has a story. And I know that being a nurse this many years, but I did get to sit down with them face to face and let them tell their story, you know, alone or with their family. It gives everybody a perspective of they're very similar, a lot more similar to us than people think they are, just because they live in a different area than, you know, we may live. So it was very inspirational just to give them a chance to tell their story and for them to feel important, which is exactly what they've all said, is like, it was a lot of fun for someone to want to listen to me. Mm-hmm. And then with my organization, with Cradle Cincinnati Connections, being able to take that and also help them with some of the needs they may have by hooking them up with other agencies that work in the community, with the diaper bank that just started in Cincinnati, Sweet Cheeks Diaper Bank. There was lots of opportunities meeting me through the film that will hopefully give them many more opportunities in life with other organizations that can help them with some of their needs that they're struggling with.
Mm-hmm. Lucy, what about you? What was it like working with the residents? What kind of reactions did you get from people?
People were very engaged. I was very excited to see that people wanted to actually, you know, collaborate to work with me and my team to make this happen. So I feel like this initiative is a great way to expose all those hidden talents and unify communities. So I feel like this is something that needs to happen probably more often.
Yeah.
Maybe every year.
Yeah. Sam, you described some of the movies to us. What about some of the other movies? I think you have one about an all-female local band from one of the communities.
Yeah. So there's a local band. They've been around for more than 20 years, or maybe about 20 years, called the Fairmount Girls, and they're fantastic. So we worked with a videographer to do a music video. Seth Miller is the videographer, to do a music video on one of their songs. We did a short film on this amazing Pee-wee football team called the West Side Panthers that has over 200 kids between the ages of 4 and 12, all in gear, and they show up 3 nights a week to practice football. It's a really amazing group of men and families.
Well, that sounds like a good story because it's about learning the value of being a team and teamwork.
Yes, and everyone that we met there said they feel like they're at home. When you walk into that football team, no one there feels different or isolated. It doesn't matter who you are, you're welcome, which is really amazing.
It is. Then there's you did one about a 15-year-old mechanic.
Oh, yes. This story is phenomenal. So I was just walking down the street one day, we hit a rut and we hadn't had any stories in a few days. And I saw this guy and I said, hey, what's happening in your neighborhood that is great? And he whipped out his phone and he said, you got to look at this. And he starts scrolling through these pictures of this young girl. And he said, hold on a minute. I'll be right back. And so he disappears and he comes back 5 minutes later and he said, you got to meet this girl. This is his 15-year-old niece who does work for him. You know, he said she can take apart a car better than any man I've ever hired and she doesn't get dirty. And, you know, and he said she's patient. She's patient. She hasn't broken anything. And he said all the other guys that he employs have broken things right and left. He even breaks things. But she's got some kind of magic there. So
Was that part of your strategy, going and you'd ask people what's a great story? Mm-hmm. And that's how you were getting people to tell you what to look for?
Sometimes we work through, community partners connecting us to people. And sometimes we just go walking down the street and meet people. We had a rule in the past that if you saw someone three times, then they weren't a stranger anymore. They were now your neighbor and you needed to know their name. So we try to engage in that as well.
You also had one of the other films is about a man who always had a kind word. Mm-hmm. And then a good deli sandwich, a good pickles to go along with it. Is that okay?
That's Mr. Jesse's Market. So that is a marketplace that it's down right across the street from the Hopple Clinic. And Mr. Jesse retired a year ago, or maybe 2 years ago, and the community rallied and they said, "Hey, when are you reopening? Because we need you here. You know, you're our corner store. We want to support a black-owned business." You sell the best pickles and the best sandwich meat around town. And they said, all right. So, and that store has been there since the Buckeye Foundry was there. And that is how they made their money in the past, is that the Buckeye Foundry workers would come over and get their deli sandwiches for lunch. But when the foundry shut down, they had a little bit more difficulty.
Are you surprised how many great stories you were able to pull out?
I'm actually not surprised because I know there are amazing people doing great things on the day-to-day. However, I'm a little bit surprised because when we started, there were many people who said, these neighborhoods they're not going to talk to you. They're not going to be interested. And we have found that that's actually not true.
Oh. And you weren't surprised that they were willing to be open and tell you their stories, right?
Not really. I mean, there are some people that are not interested, and we respect that because I understand that. But overall, people don't mind a listening ear.
So tell me about the festival that's coming up.
So the festival is this coming Friday from 8 to 11-ish. The films will start at 9:15. And it's at the Spray Park on Queen City in North Fairmount, or South Fairmount. So that's in between Queen City Boulevard and Westwood around Grand. And we hope you'll come. There'll be some things to do between 8 and 9, and then we're going to have everybody sort of sit down and watch the films and meet your neighbors, and hopefully we'll meet some people in the community that'll be famous for a day.
What's the average length for one of these films? You call them short films, but how long are
they? So most of the films are between 3 and 5 minutes. We have a couple that are a little bit longer. But the whole event, the whole film festival in and of itself is an hour and 15 minutes. So if it runs at 9:15, it should be over by 11.
So when we started talking, you said that the Pew research showed that 10% of people don't know a single neighbor by name. After doing this, how do you think you did? Have you gotten that number higher?
I hope so. I mean, that's kind of our goal, is to connect. But to connect neighbors to each other, but we also hope that the festival is an opportunity to facilitate.
To do some more of that.
Yeah, and allow people, even if someone sees a story and they say, hey, oh, I can relate to that story, then that's it. I'm a teacher by trade, so if I can connect two people together, mm-hmm. I'm satisfied.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, Lucy and Amy and Sam. Been good talking to you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
filmmaker, actress, and Tri-Health community health worker in North Fairmount, Lucy Alvarez, outreach coordinator for Cradle Cincinnati Connections and production assistant Amy Glaskins, and Hilltop Stories co-creator and producer Sam Meter. The films produced by Hilltop Stories are going to be shown at a Movies in the Park event that's going to be Friday night, as Sam was saying, at 8 o'clock at the South Fairmount Playground, 1685 Queen City Avenue. The movies will actually start showing around, you said 9:15? Okay, around 9:15, and be sure to bring your own lawn chairs.
Yes, or a blanket.
Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier, with help from Kevin Reynolds. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Dave Shermer was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. The Ohio Innocence Project seeks out inmates who may have been incarcerated for crimes they didn't commit and works to exonerate them. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll learn about the Ohio Innocence Project, and we'll hear about a Cincinnati Police Department program to reduce witness intimidation and support individuals who are willing to come forward, talk to police, and break the no-snitch mentality that exists in many communities. That's Cincinnati Edition, Thursday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.